All right, finally it's the weekend and I have time to work on new videos. I've been tossing some ideas around this past week when I'm bored at work, which is all the time, really. Staring at Excel spreadsheets for 10 hours a day is certainly not my cup of tea. But it's the weekend now and my time is my own. So now I can finally work on my new project. Is it Stirred too? No, actually it's... Is it Bloodborne? No, it's Dark Souls. If you would just let me finish. Skyrim. It's Skyrim, isn't it? You haven't done Skyrim in a while. It's not any of those things. Ah, I gotcha. Cyberpunk. No, it's not cyberpunk either. Well, it has to be one of those things. Nobody cares about anything else. That's not true. I have loads of other stuff people care about. Oh? What? Like creepypastas? Narrations are so boring. Oh, and don't even get me started on the SCPs. Or the new Holder Ball. But I like... Oh, honey. It doesn't matter what you like. It matters what they like. Well, what about the Valentine series where you could make choices and get different endings or even have different paths? And like the Doki Doki video, I spent so much time on that, creating all the different Easter eggs and hiding secrets in the page's source code and yawn. Well, what about ambience? Ugh, double yawn. Now I think you're just being mean. And you know what? It doesn't matter what you say anyway. Because it's my choice. Mine. I only get a few hours to do something that I enjoy, so I am going to enjoy it. I'm going to do what interests me, no matter what you say. I don't think you've quite grasped the concept that it doesn't really matter what you're interested in. Nobody cares if you're interested. Nobody cares if you have fun. And nobody cares if you're busy or working 60 hours a week or whatever. That's not their problem. Their only concern is that you do something for them. That you make something for them. That you do what they ask you to do. However you have to get it done, it doesn't matter. Just get it done. Don't sleep. Don't visit your mother. Don't have dinner with your family. Don't do anything else other than what they have told you to do. That isn't fair. Fair. There is no fair. That's just how you play the game. It's all about numbers. Well, you know what? Forget you. Forget your game. Whatever it is. And forget your numbers. I'm going to do what I want to do because I want to do it. Because I like it. Other people may or may not like it, and that's fine. It's whatever. They don't have to like it. But I'm gonna do me. And I know there will always be at least one person out there who appreciates that. Even if it's just myself. So I'm gonna roll on with the next video. And no, it's not Stirred 2. It's not Cyberpunk. It's not Bloodborne or Dark Souls. And it's especially not Skyrim. Sure, I'll probably go back to that stuff because I want to, not because I have to, only because I want to and only when I want to. Wow, what a speech. I'm so impressed. Moved to tears, honestly. But are you done now? Are you done? I guess. Good. Now hop back on that cyberpunk train before it leaves the station. I just said you could also probably tag back on to the coattails of Bloodborne. I think they're still relatively fresh enough. And of course, anything Dark Souls or Skyrim really brings in the big catch. Popular enough to get the numbers, but still niche enough to garner a monopoly. Did you not hear anything I just said? Oh, we heard you. But I don't think you're hearing us. So is there gonna be a story too, or what? Can we get more Dark Souls? Hasn't been a Skyrim video in so long. More cyberpunk. You know that's how I found your channel. So
why aren't you still doing
Android?
What happened to the vampire?
Bloodborne? When? Hello?
Are you going to make an art Dark Souls role?
I'm just here for my vampire. Where is it?
OMG!
More cyberpunk? When?
When you do mine,
Bloodborne wife.
What about Fiends Guild ASMR?
Detroit become human? Can you make at least like 30 videos from that?
Are you going to do more vampire
questions? When will the vampire return?
You need to make a cyberpunk to make us like Stirred.
By the way, when is Stirred 2?
Ew. Oh, yuck. Ouch. Owie. Ew. That looks bad. No, I am not touching that. I mean, like, yeah, technically I'm supposed to, cause it's kinda like my job or whatever, to touch you, sometimes caress you with the Holy Spirit or whatever, but I mean, like, that looks super gross. Like, extra super gross. And I'm not really about that. And I'm not even getting paid for it. So like, really, why would I bother, you know, performing miracles on your broken legs and stuff? It's hard work. Okay, like, really hard work. Like, I might sweat. Actually, I don't think I can sweat, but like, if I could, I would be doing it, and that is not good for me. Like, I know broken legs and stuff aren't really that great for you either, but I'm sure you'll be fine. Maybe you just like need to walk it off a little bit. Maybe do some jumping jacks or whatever to, you know, set them back where they should be. I know they're like all twisted around and stuff, but I'm sure like if you would just shake it out, you know, you'll be fine. I don't even really know why I'm here. Who am I? Wow, that's kind of rude. I've only been following you around for like... How old are you again? But not like following you in a stalkerish way. Just like, cause I kinda have to, cause I was assigned to you. But really, you were assigned to me. Because I'm clearly the authority here with the most experience and stuff. Not to say that, like, I'm super old, but I'm for sure older than you. And, like, that makes me the superior and stuff. Not to mention, I'm just superior in general. But, like, I'm your guardian angel. If you couldn't tell, I was an angel by my gorgeous wings. I brush them, like, all day and moisturize them. They're pretty amazing. I could, like, use them to get you to a hospital, but I don't typically fly around because I don't want to ruffle up my feathers. And you're, like, bleeding a lot. And if you bled on my feathers, I think I would lose it. I could also fix your legs by just, like, touching them or whatever, but they're super grody and I'm not doing that. I could probably just, like, snap my fingers and they'd be fine because that's how amazing and angelic I am. But, like, I haven't learned that yet. Or maybe I have, but, like, I wasn't paying attention enough in Guardian Angel School to, like, remember it. I didn't do so great on the test because who has time for studying? I failed, like, all my tests. But I'm just so amazing that they passed me anyway. And they're, like, really short-staffed because you humans keep, like, having so many babies. I have no idea why you'd want to, but you keep having them, so, like, they'll take pretty much anybody to be a guardian angel now. I don't know how they, like, pick the people they're assigned to, because, like, I don't do that. And, like, if I had a choice, I definitely wouldn't have picked you. Just saying. But, like, now I'm stuck with you forever. And by forever, I mean until you, like, die. You know, your legs aren't looking so good. You're, like, bleeding everywhere, and your soul is kind of, like, being real dodgy. What a shame. Help, help. Oh well, I tried. Guess you'll just have to die. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. But look at it this way. Once you're dead, I'll have to get a new assignment, and now that, like, I have experience, they'll probably give me someone way cuter. This is the best day ever.
Thank you.
Meow. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Me, meow, me, meow. Meow, me, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow. Meow 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 meow, 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 meow 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 Meow, meow. 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 Meow, 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 meow.
This has gone on absolutely long enough. I have sent several emails and I have left several messages with the office, and none of them have been returned. I have been reaching out and have never gotten any kind of response back. My emails and my voicemails have all been ignored. This is absolutely unacceptable. This behavior is abhorrent and it's poor management, and it shows what utter lack of respect you have for your tenants. I don't know what kind of business you think you're running, but I did not sign up to be harassed, stalked, and spied on by some government perverts. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Feigning ignorance won't work on me. Oh no, everyone else might fall for your lies, but I am not one of them. How many people have you done this to? How many people is it happening to right now? And just what are you getting out of it, huh? How much are they paying you to spy on us? Oh, don't give me that crap. You know exactly who they is. The government. They're keeping tabs on everybody, and you're helping them do it. You're sick. You disgust me, and now you're trying to play stupid, trying to act all innocent, like you don't know. You know perfectly well, but let me remind you how many civil rights you are violating by allowing this to happen. The government is spying on me through the light in my refrigerator. The door doesn't even have to be open. It can see right through. It's been watching me, listening to me, sending all the data back to wherever it goes for gosh knows what reason. And you are complacent by allowing it to happen. You're selling out all your tenants and who knows who else. You are an accessory to the most abhorrent crime. Do you have no shame? Do you have no dignity as a human or as an American? What you're doing is wrong. It's a crime. It's an attack. You are no better than a terrorist. In fact, you are a terrorist, and I will expose you for that. I will tell everyone. I will tell the other tenants so they can protect themselves and their families, and then... oh, then I am gonna tell the media. Oh yes, all the media. Every journalist from sea to shining sea will know about what's been going on in these apartments. Will know that you have been running a criminal operation on behalf of a government that is supposed to protect and serve the people. This is oppression, and I will not stand for it.
and I will not allow my fellow citizens to be crushed by it, knowingly or not. What do I want? Oh, so now you're interested in hearing me out, in listening to what I want, in listening to what I have to say. I've scared you, haven't I? Oh yeah, you can act all tough, but I can see it in your eyes. You're terrified that I've uncovered your secrets, and now you're terrified what I'll do with this information. You're ready to barter, bleed, and beg for a way out of this, but there is no way out. The only way you're headed is to a maximum security prison where you'll live out the rest of your traitorous life. Oh, you want to make a deal? Well, I'm sure you do, but there is nothing that you can offer me that would outweigh the cost of justice. I'm so sick of this. The one place I thought I could be safe from them, my own home. But no, no. Just one midnight snack was all it took to shatter my illusions of privacy and my complacency. I was a fool to believe it would ever be any different. They follow me wherever I go. Not even the sacred storage of my beloved burritos is safe from their reach. I thought things might go poorly, so I came prepared. I'm always prepared. You'll never yield. People like you will never learn or change. Once a traitor, always a traitor. So, traitor, say hello to my little friends, Smith and Wesson. Crazy? Oh, I'm not crazy. I'm a patriot. They tell me to take the medicine. I've been taking it every day, just like they said. They always come at the same time, I think. At first it really hurt, but I've gotten used to it. But it's starting to make me feel strange inside. They make me stay in the black room longer now. There are so many pictures, flashing, flickering pictures. I fall into them sometimes when I'm in my bed. I see a static out the corner of my eye. I'm not sure I've left the room. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go home. They won't let me go. She won't let me go. I don't like the things they make me do. They said it's to help people, to protect them. I think they're lying. Redacted keeps coming back. I'm worried what might happen, but I don't want them to go away. There are so many mirrors. I'm not sure which one is me anymore. I can't remember anything. They tell me to take the medicine. I've been taking it every day, just like they said. They always come at the same time, I think. At first it really hurt, but I've gotten used to it. But it's starting to make me feel strange inside. They make me stay in the black room longer now. There are so many pictures, flashing, flickering. Pictures. I fall into them. Sometimes When I'm in my bed, I see a static out the corner of my eye. I don't think I've ever left the room.
Subject redacted, still complains about predicament, but no longer resists injections. Subject is made to spend more time in the experiment chamber. It has been redacted days since the subject has been allowed out. But results show subject appears to be hallucinating their previous routine. Subject appears unable to differentiate between reality and hallucination. Subject remains secured in the chamber. It has been redacted days. Experiments involving merging subject's consciousness with data expunged show promising results. Subject was cooperative at first, but appears to be growing distrustful and hostile toward personnel. Subject no longer contests the experiment. Rather, subject seems to have grown fixated and obsessive, occasionally demanding to be put back. While subject's cooperation has exponentially increased results, we are being cautious towards this sudden change in behavior. Subject seems to have been pushed beyond their limitations. Subject is unresponsive to staff, remains in an almost catatonic state. We will need to reset the subject as we have done before. Subject has never reached this level of redacted. Every reset seems to increase subject's ability until eventual collapse. Subject has grown more responsive and interacts with personnel. Subject has once again returned to their amnesiac state. A new round of injections has been prepared. This time we will be introducing increasing amounts of data expunged into the subject's bloodstream. It has been redacted weeks since subject has been placed into the chamber. Subject seems almost eager to participate in experiments and has yet to show any objections as they have in the past. We are stressing caution with this new behavior. The director has requested weekly updates.